This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Has died. Lots of reactions to what happened, but he lived to be in his 90s. I think you all know his name. We're going to talk about that coming up in this show. Plus, Donald Trump continues to run for the office that he once held. In the meantime, he is the topic of conversation because of indictment. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, just a little glimpse of what we're going to talk about and what's happening in our world. And on this show, we'll also hit all of you up as we head to the mailbag. It was full. And the man cave, finally a close hockey game in the race for Lord Stanley between Vegas and the Panthers. Some of you are actually tuning in to watch. I know by the amount of virtual mail that I got about that series. All right, let's talk about the president. He may be watching and cheering for the Panthers. I'm not sure. But he definitely had plenty to say about this 7-count indictment in this classified documents investigation. On Tuesday, he's due in court in Miami. A lot of people, the pundits anyway, seem surprised that this was all coming down in Miami. This is as a result of Jack Smith, the special counsel behind the Trump classified documents indictment. So this comes just months after being charged in a separate New York case. This is just one of many legal clouds that continue to hang over the former president. An Espionage Act violation is among the charges Trump will appear in court for on Tuesday. Here's some of what I know about this, having culled information from people I know in D.C. and what people are also piecing together, because of course it's sealed and we don't know the exact charges, but he has been indicted on 7 of them after what I just described, this investigation. It is really a stunning, kind of surprising development. It is the first time a former president has faced federal charges, and the big one is the one I said. We know that for sure. There is the Espionage Act. That's big. That charge is very, very big, as well as charges of obstruction of justice, destruction of falsification of records, conspiracy, and false statements. The former prez, who denied any wrongdoing, said he's been summoned to appear at the Miami Federal Courthouse. He talked about that. He tweeted something out about it. The DOJ has been investigating the classified documents from the Trump White House and whether they were illegally mishandled when they were taken to his Florida resort after he left office. And it comes just months after what happened in New York with that Manhattan grand jury in a separate case that had to do with hush money. All right, so, here's the thing. Trump's unsupported claims on the document investigation, is it false? Is it true? I mean, this is what it's all going to go toward as to what is really the scoop here. He said in an interview, if you remember, a couple of months ago on Fox, that the law is very specific. It says you are going to discuss the documents. You discuss everything, not only everything about what's going on, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to discuss it all. You'll talk, and if you can't come to an agreement, you're going to talk. Remember, he was talking about that. It's kind of confusing when he's asked the question. But the Presidential Records Act says that the moment a president leaves office, who gets custody? The National Archives and Records Administration gets custody and control of all the presidential records from an administration. Nothing in the law says there should be any kind of negotiation between a former prez and them over the return of presidential documents, much less that there should have been a battle when they were first contacted. So this will be something I'm sure it was a key piece of what was investigated that I can imagine will be discussed in court. And, you know, then there are others that will say, well, what about other people that took documents home with them after leaving office? There have been a lot of claims that, you know, why was Trump singled out by the feds, even though predecessors took documents with them after leaving office? What about Barack Obama? What about Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush? Didn't they all take documents? That was something that especially Trump talked about. And what they're saying is they, again, being the National Archives, they're saying that in reality, they were granted custody of all presidential records of former presidents, beginning with Ronald Reagan as soon as the president's left office. And that's required by the Presidential Records Act. So all of this is going to come into play. We don't have to go down the rabbit hole of it, but I thought it was important to spell that out. It's going to be about all of that. So much of the juice of what comes out and what is proven or not proven or what comes out of the seal, you know, we know how that goes. And we also know how long it takes for things to filter out. So there was a lot of reaction to this. Representative Jim Jordan said that it's a sad day for America, and he said, God bless Trump. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a big fan of the president's, said allegations made against Biden, calling Thursday's indictment against Trump shameful and pathetic, because she talked about things with Biden. And she said, ultimately, the biggest hypocrisy in modern day history, this is what she put out, the congresswoman on Twitter, a complete and total failure to the American people, a stain on our nation, and that the FBI and DOJ are so corrupt they don't even hide it anymore. And then, and again, these are people reacting to the indictment. Another candidate for president, Senator Tim Scott, offered his prayers for the nation in an interview that he was doing on Fox News when he was asked if he had spoken to Trump about the indictment. He said, I certainly will continue to pray for our nation, continue to pray that justice prevails. He didn't offer any kind of an answer on if he spoke to the former president, would reach out to him even. And then you had a GOP presidential candidate as well, Asa Hutchinson, who had been critical of Trump. He called on the former president to respect the office and end his campaign in the wake of the indictment. What did Ron DeSantis, Florida governor, have to say? He said, why so zealous in pursuing Trump, yet so passive about Hillary or Hunter? The DeSantis administration will bring accountability to the DOJ, excise political bias, and end weaponization once and for all. All right. So this is something that you reacted to in the mailbag when we hit the mailbag coming up in our next segment. We'll certainly hear what you had to say about that. It was kind of a mixed bag, not surprising. And again, this is the second set of indictments of an indictment of different charges, something different than New York, what happened there. And this is pretty big. All right, I mentioned Pat Robertson, dead at 93. He's a televangelist who helped make religion for sure central to Republican politics. There's no question about that. Tried a run for president, helped make religion the central theme in America as far as the GOP was concerned through his Christian coalition. He had a lot of power and sway in that. His death was confirmed Thursday in an email by his broadcast network. No cause was given. Again, dead at the age of 93. What did you have to say about Trump and the indictment? Next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Of your emails. I am flooded in this mail room, so thanks for that. Again, you can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Let's just dive right into it. Max says, wow, it is, I guess, not surprising that there's been this indictment in a sense, but then you got to compare it to other things that have happened recently with I think, Biden and even with Pence. I realize that there's a difference in the amount of classified documents, but was it an overzealous Justice Department? And listen, I'm an independent. I've voted for Republicans. I've voted for Democrats. I'm just looking at this and trying to think if there is more to the story and is he being targeted or not. Either way, it is a pretty damn sad day for our country. When can the focus be on the people instead of the people who have run the country in the past or the people who are currently running the country? They better be able to prove their case is all I can say. All right, and then let's go to Manny because he says something a little bit different but similar in some ways. Imagine having to investigate this with the microscope on you and half of people hating your guts just for doing it and then the other half cheering you on and saying you're a fool if you don't come up with something. That's pretty much the Justice Department special counsel Jack Smith's role, Kate, let's face it, in these national defense records. I think the biggest thing is, did anybody who shouldn't have seen any of the records see the records? So eyes that pry that shouldn't be there, that would be pretty damn wrong. And that's where Trump would, to me, have been egregious, but do we know that? Do we know what happened with the mishandled national defense records? So I'm curious as to the real specifics of the seven charges and how this will unfold. And then, of course, he's running for president, so that becomes the other part of it. And we know that he's argued repeatedly again and again that he could take records with him after leaving the White House, despite that Records Act giving ownership to the National Archives, and that he had declassified them despite the lack of documentation for that assertion that he keeps making. Do you think it was just a naive mistake? You know, I think there's some things that did happen in the Trump administration that were naive mistakes, meaning that there were things that shouldn't have happened, but it's like, well, no, I mean, I'm the president, this is what I do, and who were the people around him advising him and telling him, you can do this, you can do that. I'm not giving him a pass on this, because I think exactly what you said, Manny, in the beginning part of that, whose eyes saw those documents? I mean, look, there's a reason for security, top secret security, because the more that spreads, it shouldn't be out there. And obviously, these are documents that weren't meant for anybody else's eyes. And obviously, there's a reason why records are turned over and not taken out of office. All right, this one from Patrick. And Patrick says, I like what Kevin McCarthy said. It is a dark day for the country, that's for sure. And I don't know, is it weaponization by the prosecution, who was appointed by the Biden administration? Was there pressure there? I mean, we all saw the pictures. Obviously, they were top secret documents. Was there something nefarious behind taking the documents, or it was, hey, I'm Trump, I'm the former president, that's what I do, this is my stuff, we move, boom, that's it? Or was it hastily kind of thrown together? I don't know. A lot of it seems kind of out of whack to me. And I don't like that this is happening, that's for sure, because I think it does distract us and pull us in a lot of different directions. And for the good of the people and the good of the country, somebody who breaks the law, whether he's president, vice president, or whatever, they should be held accountable. But I would like to know more specifics about the investigation. I think he used to do a segment called Fly on the Wall. I would like to be a fly on the wall and have seen what went into the 7 counts of this indictment. Hear, hear. That's what I say. I would like to be a fly on the wall, too. And to bring that, what was the information that led to it, right? You know, because remember, it's like Jamie Raskin from Maryland couldn't be more liberal Democrat. And he is the top Dem on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee. He led the second impeachment of Trump, and he did say that the indictment suggests Trump put national security at risk by pilfering and hoarding government documents, and saying after reviewing a trove of factual evidence, the federal grand jury found probable cause to believe that the former president knowingly retained hundreds of presidential and classified records, deliberately defying subpoenas, obstructing law enforcement, and lying about his continued retention of records. So what he said there is key to what will we find out. So the federal grand jury, ultimately it would be up to them. So they found that there was probable cause to believe that all this was retained just to defy all the subpoenas and to obstruct law enforcement, and then to just exaggerate or lie or whatever about the records. So there is a lot at stake here, right? And what's also, I think, is what's also key is what were the documents? We don't know. Supposedly, and again, supposedly, they held some of the country's most closely guarded secrets about national defense. And here's key. Here's something key, too. The identities of spies overseas. So they do have an audio recording from 2021 of the former president discussing a classified Pentagon document about a possible attack on Iran. And that would be big, too. We'll see how this all unfolds. Obviously, this is big. The Espionage Act thing is big. Removing government records, obstruction of justice, all of that going into it. And again, the former president repeatedly denying wrongdoing, saying he had the right to keep the documents, and he declassified them, period. But the thought is, and what keeps being said, is there is no documentation to support the claim that he declassified them. So, yes, I have the right to these. We'll see. This is one of those. Stay tuned. Tuesday is a very big day, at least for hearing more specifics, right? Let's put it that way. This one has nothing to do with documents, indictments, upcoming election, nothing at all. It has to do with the air that we breathe. I got this one from Patty, who says, Kate, I am beyond sad that I have grandchildren in the midst of this filthy air thing going on because of Canada's wildfires. And, I mean, I have grandchildren in Philadelphia. I have grandchildren in New York. I have grandchildren in the Carolinas. And I've talked to all of them, and they all have not, they're young, and they all have not gone out, especially the ones that are in New York. They've sent pictures when it all started to happen. My two daughters did, and my son. But they talk about just feeling like you would choke on the smoke, and it's very eerie, almost movie-like, when you see this orange haze. I pray the Canadian wildfires will be doused and this will stop. So much has been canceled as a result of it, and it's scary, certainly for people who have breathing problems. It would only exacerbate that. Thank goodness they're young, but at the same time, they can't be placed in those situations either. And my other family members are older and they can work remotely. I hope this ends soon. Yeah. Wow. I mean, what are the odds? I don't know. She didn't say if she had any more children or grandchildren somewhere, but they're all along that seaboard area that where it's really the worst, certainly in New York. And Philly, supposedly, it's gotten a little bit better. I was looking at something today where Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, was worse than New York City. Out of 500 being the worst of air quality, they were up to 480. Wow, 480. So we got to know about this threat. Canada has to be able to prepare for it. And certainly the effects on us in the United States. But, it is awful. A lot of things were, a lot of events were canceled, and people just flat out told not to go outside because we can't breathe, and there's more wildfires that are happening. All right, thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts. I said it at the top. I'll say it again. Go to Kate at Kate. DelaneyRadio.com, KateDelaneyRadio.com. Click on contact and let your thoughts flow. Nutrition. I'm all about it these days. I'm trying to learn, folks, just with the rest of you. We're talking about it on the flip side.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. and U.K. are standing together in their unwavering support for Ukraine in its war against Russia.
The U.K. and the United States, together with more than 50 partners, have committed historic levels of security assistance to Ukraine.
That's what President Biden said at the White House alongside British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. The heavy wildfire smoke blanketing much of the East Coast this week is bringing attention to the common problem in the West. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah said dealing with high levels of smoke is an unfortunate recurring reality in his state. The East Coast, including D.C., remained engulfed in smoky haze today due to those wildfires burning in Canada. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 168 points to 33,833. The S&P 500 grew by 26 points to 4,293. The Nasdaq rose by 133 points to 13,238. Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So this is really cool. We're into June, and did you know June is National Dairy Month? Jamie Gwynn is one of my favorite people to have on. She's a chef and a TV personality, because every time I talk to Jamie, I am taking notes, which I know you'll be doing the same thing, and it's always right before I go to the store, and she has such great tips. She really has altered the way I view what I'm doing, and I really have taken a lot out of these conversations. I'm not buttering her up. It's the truth. So, Jamie, great to have you on as always.
Well, thank you for the illustrious introduction. I am very flattered and grateful to know that you've upped your culinary game from our conversations, Kate. I think that's fabulous. And I'm also thankful that you'll celebrate National Dairy Month with me.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Why is the dairy aisle so, so, so popular with not just me, but with consumers in general?
You know, there's this crazy statistic, like something like 40% of your refrigerator and therefore your grocery cart is made up from the dairy aisle. And if you think about the grocery store itself, right, the entire back wall has become the dairy aisle today. So we've come a long way. According to the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association, the dairy aisle has evolved more so in the past year than ever before, which is a testament to progression. And I think it's wonderful that the dairy aisle adapts to lifestyle changes, that you'll see food trends there, if you're restricted by, you know, dietary needs and otherwise. But there's also protein-packed products and innovation and indulgent ingredients. So it offers everything. And it's more than just milk, eggs, and butter today. But it doesn't matter whether you're plant-based or vegan or lactose intolerant. You still shop in the dairy aisle.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the biggest things that I certainly have learned from you. So let's talk about some of the things that you find and some of the recipes, some of the things we can do.
Of course. So I am a milk drinker. You are as well, Kate?
Yes.
Like small milk?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Me too. And by the way, milk tastes better than it ever has. I buy organic milk for my 3-year-old son who could drink anybody out of milk. But even though I'm a milk drinker, I buy almond milk and oat milk too, and I buy it to cook with, I buy it to drink. In fact, this is, I think, something not everyone knows and a statistic that I love, and not as much a statistic, but background information. Did you know that oat milk gained popularity? Because many, many years ago, baristas started using it because it made the best foam. So you could make like the most incredible cappuccino using oat milk. And then all of a sudden everyone realized, but wait, I don't drink traditional milk. This oat milk is like rich and delicious. I can't get enough of it. Or if you drink almond milk, you can find it in every phenomenal flavor today. In fact, I'm using it in one of my recipes because what could be better than toasted marshmallow flavored almond milk, right?
Right.
So I think it really says something about the fact that it's like, I call the dairy aisle dairy and beyond today because it has everything, right? It has everything I drink for digestive health, and then it has everything I need for a summer tomato tart. Now, speaking of that summer tomato tart, that is like the best lunch ever, but I'm going to start at breakfast because I know you are taking copious notes, and we're sharing all these recipes. These are my 5 best new summer recipes for the National Frozen and Refrigerated Foods Association. We start with a honey orange pull-apart bread. It's like a monkey bread. And it's, I am almost tongue-tied because it's got this fluffy interior and this caramelized sugar exterior, and it screams of honey, and it's bright with citrus, and it, to me, it tastes like sunshine, and everybody loves it. Could be breakfast, could be brunch, could be dessert. You have to make it, a bundt pan or a tube pan. It's really easy, and it's actually something fun to do with the kids. Now, if you want to pull out all the stops for brunch, and you love Eggs Benedict, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I make an overnight, right? Ultimate indulgence. I make an overnight Eggs Benedict casserole because you never have to poach an egg again. When you make a beaten egg custard, pour it over English muffins, layer it with Canadian bacon, and get this, Kate, leave it in the fridge overnight. And then in the morning, throw it in the oven. It tastes just like Eggs Benedict. It's yummy.
Mm.
And my hollandaise, I make in the blender, and it's foolproof. Do you make hollandaise?
Yes.
Oh, so good, right? You have to make this. You'll be a culinary hero at brunch. Now, that summer tomato tart that I mentioned is super simple, but talk about, like, showing off. Spectacular. Frozen puff pastry, 3 cheeses, mozzarella, cheddar, parmesan, fresh tomatoes of the season, like juicy, delicious summer tomatoes, and you have the ultimate lunch, a great cocktail snack, perfect for a picnic. It's beautiful to look at. It's just, it's lovely.
Mm.
Now, grazing boards, ever popular, still, I mean, the trend continues. I do a Mediterranean snack board, and you could use a platter, or, I mean, a plate, it doesn't matter. But you have to make my homemade tzatziki, which starts with really good Greek yogurt, and a feta dip, and then put out everything you love to dip in with. In fact, I make homemade naan, and I've shared the recipe. It's really easy. If you've never made it before, I'm telling you, it's like one of the most delicious things, and you'll be baffled by the fact that, well, hell, how come I didn't try it? And I love store-bought pita, don't get me wrong, but homemade naan, there's nothing better. And then last but not least, Kate, are you a coffee lover?
Yes.
Okay, me too. Now, the cold brew in the dairy aisle is my favorite. With that toasted marshmallow creamer, just imagine a toasted marshmallow iced coffee. You take marshmallow cream, you layer it on the top of your iced coffee at the rim of the glass, and then you brulee it with your blowtorch.
And
I have to tell you, it is my new addiction. May it be my worst addiction. I cannot get enough. It's like s'mores iced coffee. And I love anything s'mores. I know, it's really, really good. And I'm using that toasted marshmallow almond milk, but you could use creamer, you could use traditional milk, use what you love from the dairy aisle. These are my best recipes for summer, no doubt. Oh, and by the way, you know, during National Dairy Month, which is all of June, the deals are better than ever. So I know we're all challenged with inflation right now, but now is the time to find that new product you love and get it at the best price.
Yeah. Wow, this is all great. I'm having a party. I'm having a brunch. I'm having a night get together. So you have just
set me up.
you are
I
wonderful.
I set you up, girlfriend.
Yeah, Jamie Gwynn. Thanks so much. Where can we go for all these recipes again?
Definitely. Posted at easyhomemeals.com. Easyhomemeals.com. There's also a $10,000 sweepstakes for National Dairy Month. I am not eligible. I hope you win.
I love it. Jamie, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, a couple of minutes left before we hop over to the man cave. And boy, there's always a lot to talk about in the world of sports. And I didn't get to it, of course, in the mailbag, but a lot of you hitting me up about what's going on the ice and the race for Lord Stanley. Also, softball. Some people concerned about softball and what happened with Oklahoma and Florida State in the finals of the WCWS. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, don't worry, I'm going to explain it to you. And then how about Messi in the MLS? And now part of Miami. There still are a lot of people talking about that just happened, and I have some interesting information about that for sure. In the meantime, so much focus on, and there should be, on the air quality in the U.S. because it is really strange that these wildfires, it's not unheard of, but it's the density of it and how far it's gone down the coastline that is so worrisome. About 75 million people are in this situation with these air conditions because of the smoke from the wildfires, and we don't know the timeline for sure. What's starting to happen is the air quality is getting a little bit better, like, let's say, in Philadelphia, right? It's improving a little bit. In Charlotte, in Detroit, in Indianapolis, in Rhode Island, but they still are under air quality alerts. So it's not that it's all clear. You had the Washington mayor, Muriel Bowser, who I thought said it best. She was saying, it's purple day. And then she stopped in the middle of what she was saying at her news conference and said, you know, we haven't had to deal with this. We don't even know what we're doing. We're learning about these unhealthy levels. We're finding out as we go along. And that's the thing. We are finding out as we go along. Look, the FAA said on Thursday morning that the flights were delayed nationwide about 34 minutes or more because of the conditions. And you had some that were an hour plus because they had ground stops in Philly, in New York early in the day because the visibility was terrible, right? So in Canada, it's starting to improve in some areas. And, of course, you want Canada to be as clear as possible and then to get the wildfires out. We already have many firefighters from the U.S. that are helping to put out the fires. But you look at smoke models. So, you know, now we're learning about smoke models, and they're not, for example, indicating over New York City what they call a large plume because they had one. So that means it should be a little bit more improved on Friday, but they're still telling people you might want to mask outdoors because it's not great. Children in New York City had the day off on Thursday. And on Friday, some students that were scheduled to be in school went remote, right? And you had two districts in New Jersey that just closed because of poor air quality. So this is not over yet. We're not cleared, that's for sure. In the meantime, as the smoke hopefully clears, be safe, be sane, be happy, my friends, and hang with us as we head to the man cave.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave. Yeah, going to the man cave. Oh, yeah. Man cave, man cave, man cave, man cave.
For that, we are in the man cave. Oh, yeah! And I have a neighbor. I have a really cool new neighbor. I'll just tell this story quickly. So the best part about being in a new place, I miss Texas. I miss things about Texas and people that I knew in Texas. Just like many of you have moved or lived in a place for a while, and then you go somewhere else, and it's the cool new things versus the things that you knew. And I had great neighbors in the old place, and I have really good neighbors in the new place. But the best part is I have two neighbors where both their names are Bill and Michelle. Does it get better than that? Like, how am I going to ever forget their names? Hey, Bill. Hi, Bill, who's right next door. Hey, Michelle. I mean, I love it. So the one Bill is a huge sports fan, and he's always texting me about, did you see that shot? Did you see this game? Did you watch this? Did you ever talk to this person? And he was excited that finally there was some good hockey to watch. And in overtime, the Panthers beat the Golden Knights. It was a thriller. 3-2. So they finally made it a series because the first two games were blowouts. Vegas still has the edge. They're up 2-1. I don't know. Maybe the change in scenery helped the Panthers get some mojo back. Not sure, but thank goodness, because it was so much better to watch a game that was on the line. And overtime is the most exciting thing to me in hockey. If you don't know anything about hockey, you think, ugh, I can't even follow the puck. I hear that from people all the time. All you have to do is go to a hockey game. And trust me, there are affordable tickets. You're not going to be right on the ice, but there are affordable tickets. And if you ever have that opportunity, go, and you'll change your mind on that. It was just like me with auto racing. I used to think, oh, it's just a bunch of left-hand turns, until I was in the pits, until I talked to drivers of all of the forms of racing. Oh, my friends, there is massive skill in that. And there are so many risky things that happen. And I changed my mind. So I think there's something about seeing things live. So anyway, Vegas had 3 goals from its blue liners going into the night. The Panthers had 0, and, well, the whole team only had 4 goals, which is insane. So finally, they opened it up all the way across the board, and they ended the drought, and that's the key thing here. That's what the difference was, that they got performance from all of their lines. And that's the good news for anybody who's watching this, because, like I said, it made it more exciting, and now you're back in Miami, so the change of venue must have helped them a little bit. We'll see what happens in the next game. The next game is Saturday night. It's at the Florida Live Arena in Sunrise, and Florida is a little bit favored in this next one coming up, but it's a much better series, let's just put it that way. All right, how about the other series? And this is a series that I think a lot of people are probably watching, right? Denver leads the series 2-1. The Heat in Miami host the Nuggets for this next game. Denver is favored by 3.5 points. Jokic is tough to stop, the center for Denver, who just seems to be controlling the floor. But Jimmy Butler has made the difference for the Heat all year long and has been a big factor and was a big factor in this last game. So I look for, Spoelstra, who's the coach, Eric Spoelstra, to take advantage fully of the home court advantage. And it was tight last time out, and I think it's going to be a tight game again this next one. But I sure do believe that we're going to be seeing something exciting. And again, it's Friday. Friday is when it tips at 7:30. So that's going to be one to watch too. It's interesting that you got Miami on both ends, right? So you have the Panthers in hockey vying for the Stanley Cup, and you have the Heat in the NBA Finals. What a year for Miami fans. And in the man cave, of course, we're going to talk about soccer. And when we talk about soccer, we're going to talk about Lionel Messi and how excited, speaking of Miami, the people in Miami are that Messi is playing for Miami and not for the Saudis. So he decided he was going to enter Miami, and people have questions about, wow, he's going to be in the MLS and playing, you know, one of the greatest players of all time to ever play the game, coming to the MLS and leaving Paris Saint-Germain. It's historic and a coup for this U.S. soccer team to have him, for sure. Supposedly, he's going to play through 2026 when next we'll have the World Cup, I guess, with Mexico and Canada. And he is a definitely needed asset for Miami, because they are dead last in the MLS with 15 points from their last 16 games. And I think Messi is the name, if any of you watch the World Cup, you know, with Argentina in 2022. He finally had gotten that goal off his back. And he, in his career, has scored over 800 goals in professional soccer, along with 300 assists. And he's going to be the anchor of this MLS team that has a lot of star power, and automatically this move makes the team much more of a contender. So how much does he get? Supposedly $45 million a year. you know, MLS has strict salary cap and roster rules. So he was making $45 million a year net in Paris. What I've heard is it's a complicated deal, but it's valued between $125 million and $150 million over the length of the contract, which is 2.5 years supposedly in length with that option for 2026. So it would include salary and bonuses and equity in the team and all of that. It would include stuff from Apple, money from Apple and Adidas because they're sponsors, and a few other things that would also made that possible. But because even, look, Apple announced a four-part docuseries about Messi's World Cup journey from his first tournament appearance in 2006 to the trophy in 2022. So as soon as, you know, they knew he was coming to the MLS. So this is pretty significant, right? And his debut, his proposed debut, is probably going to be in July. July 21st is pretty significant, and that may be when he plays. There's a big tournament, so we'll see whether or not that happens. I have a nephew who is beyond excited. He's working, doing their video and all their social media stuff. He's part of that department, and he couldn't be more thrilled. He was one of his heroes when he was growing up, watching him play soccer, and it's funny how things come full circle. David Beckham is one of the co-owners of the franchise, and of course he's a legendary player, so you wonder if he had anything to do with it. They have various ties, Beckham and Messi, but they never played side by side ever in their careers, but they're superstars in for Adidas and that whole portfolio they have of athletes and celebrities, so they certainly have been in contact over the years. And it's a huge, like I said, it's a huge coup for Miami to get a player like him, absolutely. All right, a couple of quick notes from the world of all things football. How about the Vikings? They told their running back, Cook, that he's going to be released. So this is the time where you get ready for training camp and things start to move and shake. So Dalvin Cook, I'm talking about. The Vikings were going to try to trade him one more time on Thursday, but now I guess they're going to release him on Friday. So that's an end to his six-year tenure in Minnesota. He turns 28 in August. He was going to take up $14 million in cap space for 2023, and he would have earned $11 million if he spent the season with the Vikings. So the Vikings did the numbers, ran it up the flagpole, and I think they decided, okay, it's time to end this partnership. And part of that has to do with injuries, his numbers dropping, all the kinds of things that happened that changed the fates of a player and a team. The music means I got to dance on out of here. Tip of the cap to Alex K for his excellent work on the technicals. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.